Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this March 8th, 2024. You have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. In part one, we're going to speak with our friends, thanks to our friends at the Visit Wisconsin Rapids Bureau. We'll have Michael Barnes in. We'll talk a little bit about the Wisconsin Rapids Winter Farmers Market at the Moravian Church and some other great things going on in town. Right now, we have with us our good friend, Trent Miner, Wood County Clerk. We're going to talk about the April 2nd elections, get into some details about that. Trent, good to see you.
Nice seeing you.
It's been a while. Appreciate you, sir.
No problem.
Want to say right out the gate, we greatly appreciate you and your team and all you guys do for our community and helping us keep democracy alive.
Thank you.
In no small words. We appreciate that.
Appreciate
and so many
that.
Of our election workers out there.
You bet.
We have your back and we appreciate you.
Thank you.
Trent, I want to get into a little bit of, you know, what's on the ballot this time around.
Sure.
Let's start right there.
Yeah, well, on the ballot this time, probably at the top of the ballot, is going to be the presidential preference primary. You are only allowed to vote in one party. President Biden is on the ballot first, along with a challenger of him, and then you have the Republican primary. Now, all those Republicans, there's only one left, but they're still on the ballot. The reason you see those on the ballot is because they didn't petition the Elections Commission in time to say, no, I'm no longer a candidate. I don't want to be on the ballot. So it's not my fault. If you see people you don't want to see on that ballot that are no longer running, there is a legal process that they have to go through to get off that ballot.
I don't think that's common knowledge, and I appreciate sharing that,
yeah,
Trent. That's really interesting.
It's kind of cool. When we were just ready to start printing the ballots, there's a deadline for petitioning, and Governor Hutchison has decided, nope, I'm not running anymore, and he had dropped out quite a while ago. He did petition, and the commission accepted his petition, and so his name isn't on the ballot, but the rest of them are. So that's going to be right off the top of the ballot. Then we get into, you know, there isn't a Supreme Court race this time, so that's off the ballot. There's Court of Appeals, and then we get into really our local. Judge Brazo is up for re-election this time in Circuit Court Branch 2. And then we get into the mayors and the towns, you know, some towns, school boards, there's some hot races out there too. So lots of local stuff this time, plus the presidential preference.
Yeah. Trent, when it comes to if people, maybe they haven't been able to do their homework, or maybe this is coming up a little bit sudden to them or something, is there a place to go to kind of find out what's on the ballot and to research those topics?
Absolutely. To see what's on your ballot, you can go to myvote.wi.gov. is a fantastic website that you punch in your address or your name or your birthday, and boom, it comes up. You can see what's on your ballot. You'll have to wait till 21 days prior to, because they're still working on getting all that imported in. But yeah, all that information is on the ballot. Then you can do your research based off of that and see who's running and who you like.
Is there any, has there been or is there any opportunity here for mail-in voting or any other types of ways to vote?
Absolutely. So there is certainly absentee voting. Another place, that MyVote website is a perfect place to go to request an absentee ballot.
Couldn't think of the word absentee. I'm going to be honest with you in the audience. It wouldn't pop in my head. I apologize.
No problem. So absentee voting, the clerks are in possession of the ballots right now. I actually delivered them yesterday, and they're picking up from our office today as well. So those absentee ballots will be ready to go. And go to myvote.wi.gov again to request your absentee ballot. If you are registered, you can request it from there. The absentee envelopes look a little bit different this time. The Elections Commission voted this last summer to change those up a little bit. To me, they're easier to read. The old ones had really, really, really small print on it, and now they've made three different envelopes to kind of expand out what the different processes are. I would just remind the listeners that if you do vote absentee, please fill out all the information that's required of you. We don't want to have to reject your ballot at the polls. We hate doing that. Clerks will jump through flaming hoops of fire to ensure that we are able to count your ballot, but only if those required things on the absentee ballot envelope are signed and filled in properly. So anything that's highlighted on the envelope, please make sure it's filled in correctly.
Is there a deadline for absentee ballots?
Absentee ballots have to be back in the clerk's office no later than 8 p.m. on Election Day. We don't have late arriving absentee ballots anymore, so everything has to be returned by then. You can request it up until the Thursday prior to the election, which is going to be, looking at your calendar on the wall, March 28th. You have to request it, but We all know the mail isn't as quick as it once was. So the sooner the better if you're going to do it by mail. Each clerk does provide in-person absentee voting. The City of Rapids will be starting that up in the next week. Next week, about the 19th, they'll be able to start that up. So keep an eye out in the newspaper and on their websites for those opportunities as well.
And as far as people finding out about different things on there, like let's get into redistricting a little bit.
Sure.
Because that is certainly going to make things a little different from the last time people voted.
Yeah. The redistricting will actually take effect in this November election. So in Wood County, things changed quite dramatically, especially up in the Marshfield area. We used to be represented in the entire county by four assembly districts and, let's say, about three Senate districts. We're now down to two assembly districts and two Senate districts. So if you take a line from Jackson County on our west and run it straight across from the town of Hiles all the way through town of Dexter, town of Cranmore, Seneca, and then kind of shoot north Rapids up to Buren, a straight line across, that's going to be the 72nd. Everything south of that's going to be the 72nd Assembly District, currently represented by Representative Krug. Everything north of that is going to be the 86th Assembly District, which is currently represented by Representative Spiros out of Marshfield. So there's just a lot of changes when it comes to that. So you're going to have some different people on your ballots this fall. So far, that is what's going to happen. Courts have a way of changing things, but I think we're pretty well finalized now. This was a Supreme Court, and then the legislature acted. So I think we're at the final maps right now.
With that, will people have different polling places than in years past in some of these areas?
Should not. It didn't affect any of our wards, thank goodness. In some counties it did, and they're going to have to go through a redistricting process again. Fortunately for us, everything's going to be able to remain the same, which there isn't a municipal clerk that isn't saying hooray for that, including me, that everything's going to be able to remain the same. You're going to vote at the same locations. You're voting in the same wards that you have been the last year now. So, as far as if it had to change for Wood County, this was a pretty good change because not so much. It didn't affect where you're voting or any wards or anything.
Speaking of that, though, Trent, you mentioned the amazing website, myvotewi.gov, and again, encourage people to bookmark that. You could always use it. It's always noteworthy and helpful, no matter what election season we are in. So I just wanted to do this for the audience sake and everything, for those that may not know where they're voting or if they're curious about your polling place, because they've got some great links on here. One, find my polling place. So I just pulled that up, and right as we were getting ready to do our interview today, I threw in my my parents' address, and I see that, I see where we're located. I see where it is to vote. Pops up right away. It's such a great website. It does such an amazing job. And even if you, let's be honest, sometimes not everybody votes every election cycle and everything. Maybe it's been a little while. You need a refresher. This is a great website for that.
Absolutely.
It's a great way to be able to find out where you're voting in your specific area, and keep in mind wherever you're listening to us in Wisconsin, you will be able to find that out. It's not just specifically us here in Wood County.
Absolutely. And if you look at that website in our bigger cities, even in Rapids, Marshall, which aren't huge cities, but they'll have that computer up at the polling locations on election day, because people show up, it's like, well, I voted here, 4 years ago. Well, it changed. And their names aren't on any of the poll books. So we can look them up on the My Vote, because we have that they have those at those polling locations, so they can, boom, click it on and say, oh, no, you're going to be voting here or whatever.
When we were talking earlier, we mentioned this. If you're curious about what's on the ballot, I always encourage our listeners, I encourage everybody to vote, of course. It is your civic duty. It is a way to keep democracy alive in this country. Yes. And I think it's fun, to be honest. I think voting's fun. I know I'm a weirdo, but I do.
There's two weirdos in the room because I enjoy it too. It's my life. I enjoy that.
But it's also a great way to find out what's on that ballot. Certainly, there's a link for that. It's also a place where you can update your name and address if you've moved since the last time you voted. And that can also lead to wondering where you're going to be voting. And very important, I want to make sure to mention, you can register to vote there. I think that this is one of those things that we do. I think I need to highlight that more often. I've talked to a lot of our listeners that oftentimes are unsure if they're registered or are concerned that, oh no, the day of, and I forgot, and I'm not sure, and I really want to vote and all that. How late can you register to vote, Trent?
Election day. Truly, you can vote. You can register up until election day. Yes, the My Vote website is certainly the easiest way of doing it. However, it only takes one thing. The My Vote website is based off your driver's license. You have to make sure your driver's license is up to date. So if you move, we all know you don't go to the DMV to get a driver's license anymore. However, you can go to the DMV website, update your address from there, and from that DMV website, they'll ask you, do you want to register to vote? And it'll send you right to that My Vote website after that. So you'll be able to register using your driver's license. And that's only one of the items that you could use to register to vote. If you register to vote in person in a clerk's office or an election day, there are other things you can use, driver's license. I didn't prepare for that.
Driver's license. Social Security card.
Need Social Security card.
Okay.
But driver's license, there's a list of things that you can use for proof of residency.
Mail you with your address on it, your
some
name.
Mail, some mail, leases, your house lease, those things like that. One thing that isn't on that list is insurances. Don't bring us your car insurance card because that's not allowed through statute. But there's a list of things that the poll workers will be able to help you with on what you need.
We're speaking with Trent Miner, Wood County Clerk, and talking about the April 2nd election coming up. There is all those things that we mentioned there. And as we were talking about earlier, a way to absentee vote or find out about that as well, you can do through the website myvotewi.gov. One other really cool thing that I think, and I, as a fellow voting nerd like I am, the tracking my ballot. That's so awesome. It's cool. Let's just put aside, it's kind of neat and cool to be able to do that nowadays. Yes. But it's also pretty vital in this day and age, whether it's unfortunate or not. And I kind of think it is. But it's one of those things where every bit of transparency we can give the American people, it goes so far nowadays.
It does. It does. And truly, the election process is so transparent. And it bugs me that when we hear these things that, stuff happens behind closed doors or votes are switching at the polling place with the machines and stuff like that. Oh, my heavens. If these people just got out of their little shell and understood that the process, the checks and balances that are in place by state statute, truly, Wisconsin is one of the most secure, best-run states in the nation. You think about it. Where are elections administered at? They're not at really the county level. They're at the municipal level. And that's not the case in every state in the union. So we have 1,800 municipal clerks-ish, 72 county clerks, whereas in, say, like a state like Arizona, where you have just a certain number of county clerks because their elections are run by county, you have that many people with their eyes on that information looking to make sure everything is correct. And when I tell you that clerks will go through flaming hoops of fire to make sure everything is done correctly, I'm not joking. If they see something wrong that, this voter's listed twice in my poll book, they're on it. They are on it. The cases of fraud, is there going to be election fraud? Yes, there will be small instances of election fraud. It's never enough to overturn an election. Have people voted twice? Yes. And guess what? They get caught. Yep. It doesn't take long for them to get caught, and they will be prosecuted. It's happened here in Wood County before. It happens in every county in the state. So I'm very, very confident in the elections that we run in Wisconsin and certainly in Wood County.
Two notes on this that I want to make sure to get to, and this is just me speaking for myself, not Civic Meaning, not WFHR, anything like that. For one, there is nothing you can get away with nowadays. Like, watch one episode of CSI, okay?
Right.
Like, there's nothing anymore. Everything's able to be found and uncovered and everything. If anything, the last 4 or 5 years have shown us that. All the questions have been answered. All the checks have been balanced. We understand now. We get it. I know that there's some people out there that's their own business. I'm talking to the rational people out there that have two brain cells to put together.
Right.
And when it comes to that, we understand that not only is the election is solid, but here's another note. And I'll admit, I'm a transplant. I'm not from this state, but I've lived here over 20 years. And I got my children are from Wisconsin. My best friend is. I understand Wisconsinites pretty well. And if there's one thing I know about Wisconsinites, you guys take pride in Wisconsin. You take pride in being from Wisconsin. You take pride in your fellow Wisconsinites.
Yes.
That's who's working these machines. These ballots. That's who's counting these votes. That's who's working behind the scenes to make sure that the democracy stays alive. Fellow Wisconsinites, take some pride in your your state, take some pride in your fellow, in your neighbors and your colleagues, and appreciate what they are doing, taking time out of their day. How much does a election worker get paid, Trent?
Oh, it varies from, and that's
I'm guessing not Rockefeller money.
We're not talking Rockefeller money. We're talking, you know, $10 and $15 an hour.
Right.
They can go to McDonald's and make more.
Yeah,
and certainly without less scrutiny.
Exactly. Yeah.
Think
about what are your fellow Americans, your fellow human beings sitting next to you at church or at work or anything like that. These are election workers.
If you trust your neighbor to take out your dog when you're on vacation, these are the same people that are working the polls.
Yeah.
You let them in your house, they can be trusted to make sure that everything is run correctly on election day. Absolutely.
We've got real issues and real problems in this world. Mm-hmm. We've got enough on our plate. We don't need to make up stuff.
Correct.
We don't need to add things to it.
Mm-hmm.
If you have questions, encourage you to ask and find the answers
sure.
out. And I really encourage people to, hey, get over there. And they could always use people.
Oh,
they could always
heavens,
use volunteers.
Yes.
They could always, if you really question the process, well, get off your butt and
yep.
get in there. And
absolutely.
Actually help out. And
that has happened sometimes. Where some people that had questions about the election, or if you want to call them deniers or whatever, I've seen that happen. Get in there.
Yep.
Okay, they do. And mm. that's great. Love it. We love to see you in there.
Yeah.
I've even had Representative Scott Krug,
yeah.
Who I respect greatly, especially since, as a part of when I came into office, some of these politicians, especially after 2020, were almost jumping on that bandwagon mm-hmm. where everything's rigged. And it's like, get your butt in my office and let's talk about this.
Yeah.
And by golly, if Representative Krug didn't take me up on that offer,
yeah.
Election night back in last April, he sat with me the mm. entire night as election results came in. Representative Rosar from Marshfield said, if you ever need me as a poll worker, please let me know. And there were a couple times where we were short of poll workers, and I said, Donna, can you go to the town of Seneca or town of Hiles?
Hmm.
Yep. And she went and worked them. So these people, state reps have, those two at least have a general knowledge of how the process actually works because they were in there. They mm-hmm. were doing the job. So I respect that wholly when people do that.
Scott joins us once a month. He's okay. No, I'm joking. I'm Scott. We're good friends with Scott. We appreciate Scott. And Scott,
yep.
one of the things that him and I have a great respect for each other with is we can butt heads. And mm-hmm. at the end of it, we're still laughing. We're still talking.
And we've seen that, especially this session. So I'm president of the Wisconsin County Clerks Association this year. And there's some bills that we saw come through, and it was totally different in the Assembly Elections and Campaigns Committee, how they treated clerks. Before, it was run by a person that maybe didn't trust clerks as much. That's certainly not the case now. And we see legislation that is actually bipartisan in nature coming out of that committee. It's like, and Representative Krug's been around a long time. He understands, how do you get a bill to become a law? Well, if you don't have both houses of the legislature and the governor's, governor's seat, you're going to have to compromise.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we saw this last session. So I applaud them, both him and minority ranking member Snodgrass from the Fox Valley.
Mm-hmm.
Did a fantastic job, really, this year.
Wisconsin has an opportunity to be a beacon to the union.
Mm-hmm.
We are a purple state. We show how this can be done, how we can live next to each other and get things done all the time. It happens constantly here in this state.
Mm-hmm.
And we can continue to highlight that, continue to celebrate that after this April 2nd election. Let's use our heads. Let's use our hearts. Look out for each other. Be good to each other. And appreciate our poll workers and the people working so hard behind the scenes to keep democracy alive.
And truly, yes, our county clerks, elected officials, yes, we are elected every 4 years on a partisan ballot. Do we run under a party name? Yes, we do. But I honestly, as president of the association, I couldn't tell you all that many, how many are D's and how many are R's. I mean, we're all doing the same job, trying mm-hmm. to get the same thing done as best as we can. And as, making sure we're following the statutes, however much they can change around during during court season or whatever. We're just trying to do the best we can. And I don't know whether, it doesn't matter whether you're D, R, I, or purple with pink polka dots. It really doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It really doesn't matter.
By the way, that is my party, the purple pink polka dot party. And it's only one member. It's just me so far, but we'll see how it goes. Trent, thank you so much for joining us as we're wrapping up. Let's go over the details one more time about April 2nd, date of the election, locations, and more information.
April 2nd, from 7 a.m. until 8 p.m., the polls will be open right at 7 a.m., and they will close at 8 p.m. Make sure if you're voting absentee, you got to make sure that absentee ballot gets back, and then make sure that you're the one returning that absentee ballot. You can't have your neighbor return it for you unless you're handicapped or something like that. So make sure you get your request in early, get it sent back, and then do your research. Go to myvote.wi.gov, take a look at the candidates, and then research your candidates from there.
Yeah, do your homework out there, everybody. Help keep democracy alive. Get your vote in and find out more at myvotewi.gov, myvotewi.gov. Trent, we always appreciate you and the time. Say hi to your team, all those great people volunteering over there. Let them know how much we appreciate them. We got your back, and thank you again for the time.
You bet. Appreciate it.
We'll have more Midday Magazine coming up right here at WFHR, locally grown radio.